That there's the happy birthday symbol on the side of the source sheet. Mm-hmm. Happens to be the birthday is on my mind. I am turning a significant number next week. It's actually the night of the board meeting on my contract. So that could either be a really happy birthday or a really unhappy birthday. Or I'll make Aliyah. So either way, I guess I win no matter what. But anyways, that's next Wednesday. So birthday is on my mind. So I want to share with you a very peculiar Gemara that many of us might be familiar with, but hopefully to analyze it in a little bit of a different way. The Gemara Maseches Erevin, which you find on the top left-hand side, I guess there's no page one, but it says number one there, has a very strange machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Tanur Rabbanan, Shtei Shana V'mechsa Nechluk Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. For 2.5 years, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel debated the following kasha. In and of itself, you can stop the Gemara right there. That's pretty wild that they debated a shaila for 2.5 years. Clearly, they have a different attention spans like you and I have. Some would say that it was better for a person not to have been created than for him to have been created. In other words, once we're created in this world, it's all downhill from there. We're created as a pure neshama. All of a sudden, we come into this world and we blow it. Right? From the moment we come into this world, we're simply distancing ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're singing, sinning. We're not living up to his expectations. V'halalu omrim. Noach lo l'adam shenifra yoser mishalo nivra. And the other argument is that it's better that man was created. So there's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Was it better that you and I were created? Ultimately, is our life here worthwhile? Or are we simply on a downward spiral away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu? So at the end of 2.5 years, the Rebbe banged on the bima, said we need a little bit of a psak halacha. Nimnu vigamru, they finally took a vote. And they concluded, Noach lo l'adam shelo nivra yoser mishenivra, that it would have been better off for us not to have been created. But, achshav shenivra, what are you going to do? Right, we're created, so we might as well make the best out of a bad situation. So, yifash mish masav, yimash mish masav, you can look in Nesil Sesharim, what's the difference between those two? But anyways, we should do tshuva. Okay, the upshot of the Gemara is very depressing. Right? There's a 2.5 year machlokas, whether it was good that we were created. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel take a vote. They conclude, better that we were not created. In other words, our life here on this earth is really just taking us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were created as a pure neshama. And everything we do, from the moment we don't say a bracha properly, to lack of kibud av va'em, all we're doing is distancing from Hashem. It was better had we not been created whatsoever. Obviously, this is a very depressing coming. This is a very sad and depressing Gemara. Not one that we would, there's children over there if you want to help yourself, right? Not one that's going to make us feel good. Now you'll notice that Tosos over here, both in Maseches Erevin and in Maseches Avodah Zarah, quote the following question just inverse. One's quoting one Gemara, one's quoting the other Gemara. Tosos says, wait a second, we have a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says, Bo v'nachsik tova l'avoseinu. We should give a big yeshakoyach to our parents. She'il male hein lo chatu. Lo banu la'olam. If our parents didn't have a Yetzirah, if our parents didn't have temptation, then you and I wouldn't be born into this world. So we should give our parents a big yesher koyach that they had desires, they had temptations, and therefore you and I would be zocheh to come into this world. So Tosos wonders, wait a second. If it's better that we were not created, why are we giving our parents a yesher koyach? We should go to our parents and say, what are you doing? You should have left me as a pure neshama. What did you have to bring me into the world for? Tosos offers two suggestions. I'll focus on the second one for now. Tosos says, Hacha Airi Bistam Bnei Adam. But yeah, if you're a Stam Jew, if you're a Jew who's going to not live up to Hashem's expectations, if you're a Jew who's not going to learn Torah and Daven properly and do Chesed, if you're a Stam Jew, you're right, better that you were not created. Aval Tzadik, but if you were a Tzadik, then Ashrav V'Ashrei Doro. But if you're a Tzadik, then it's great that you came into this world because now you're going to fulfill mitzvahs, you're going to do the right thing, you're going to elevate your neshama even higher than when it was created, you're going to be much better off. That's Tosos' conclusion. So that gives us a little bit of an out, because if you just read the Gemara, it's a very troubling Gemara. All of a sudden Tosos comes along and says, okay, that Gemara is only if you're not a big tzaddik. But if you're a big tzaddik and you do everything right in this world, and you do mitzvahs, and you learn Torah, and you do chesed, and you never speak lashon hara, and you never look at something you're not supposed to look at, and you always do kibud av va'em, then it was great that you were created. As Kerry in the office would said, it's brilliant that you were created, right? But if you're not going to live up to those expectations, says Tosos, then Taka, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel are right. Then it's better that you and I were not created in this world. Also very troubling, because while many of us aspire to be a tzaddik, certainly the way the Baal HaTanya describes a tzaddik, I don't know that, certainly not yet, right? Some of us might not be living up to it yet, so it's still a very troubling concept.
So can I ask a question? The person who says here...
No, because I have 7 minutes to finish, but I could talk to you after tomorrow if you want to stay in the same
room.
Peru Revu. Okay. All of this, by the way, is the backdrop to a wild historical shaila, which I'm not going to have time to get into, but if you look at source number 4, the Munkach HaRebbe has a thing that they used to say, a party, they used to make a party for the Rosh HaMemshala, for the head of the republic, for the governors, for the president, the king. Okay? And so he is asked about birthdays. So he says, V'hine yom hu ledes eitzel b'nei adam lo shamanu mei rabbeinu. Who ever heard of celebrating a birthday, says the Munkach Rebbe. And what's his proof that we shouldn't celebrate birthdays? His proof is the Gemara in Erevin. I'm going to celebrate my birthday next Wednesday. I'm really not. My Hebrew birthday was Chaf Aleph Sivan. It was already celebrated, right? So the day I celebrated my Hebrew, what am I celebrating? I'm celebrating that Hashem brought me into this world so I can sin? I'm celebrating that I've failed and come up short over and over again? That's what I'm celebrating? That this is, I would have been better off, no achlot. It would have been better off that I wasn't created whatsoever. So the Munkach Rebbe says, by Jews, there's no concept whatsoever to celebrate a birthday because our birthday shouldn't be exciting for us. It should be very sad for us. After all, no achlo l'adam shalom nivra. It would have been better had I not been created. What am I celebrating the day of my birth? He says, by non-Jews, we can celebrate the birthday. I'll let you look at that inside. He says, non-Jews only have 7 mitzvahs. It's a lot easier for them to earn their chelik in Olam Haba. Them, they can celebrate the day they were born. But for Jews, again, this is his words, not mine. He says, Jews, what are we celebrating our birthday for? No achlo l'adam. He takes it literally. It's better that we were not created, and therefore, why would I celebrate my birthday? Stop right here. It's still very troubling, right? How do you understand this Gemara? Tosfos, I think, helps us a lot, but it still leaves us very troubling, right? Unless you are convinced in your heart of hearts that you are at the stage of the tzaddik, right? But many of us, I include myself in that, are probably not at that level right now, certainly according to many definitions of a tzaddik. So I'm under the category of Noach lo l'adam shalom nivra. What am I celebrating? What's the birthday? Why are we happy that we're alive? We should be lamenting the fact that we were brought into this world. So I want to share with you, this without knowing that Rabbi Lvovsky would be here, but if you turn the page, I want to share with you an unbelievable pshat from the Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya makes the following diyuk. And until I saw it, I never appreciated it. And once I tell it to you, it's going to be so obvious, you're going to say, duh. Okay? The Baal HaTanya, I'll tell it to you outside, and we'll leave a couple lines inside. Baal HaTanya says, it doesn't say that it's better for a person not to be created. Never says, Tov Adam Shalo Nivra Yoser Misha Nivra. Never says it's better for a person not to have been created than to be created. If you look at the language, it's a very specific language. It says, Noach Lola Adam. What does the word Noach mean? Pleasant. Easy. Right? Would it have been easier for my neshama to have not even entered this world? To have not had to fight the battles against the Yetzer Hara, to not have to withstand temptation, would it have been easier for my neshama to live in a pristine utopian existence? 100%, of course. But the Gemara says, Noach lo l'adam, it would have been easier. But it doesn't mean it would have been better. It doesn't mean that I can't achieve a higher level by coming into this world. Is it easy? Not at all. But can it be worthwhile? Absolutely, says the Baal HaTanya. I'll read for you a couple lines because it's really an unbelievable shot. He says here, it would have been helpful to have marked it off, which I didn't do. Right, about halfway down. It says, V'lo amru chas v'shalom, tov lo shalom nivra. Never says chas v'shalom that it's good for a person not to be created. How can you say that? How can you say that about my birthday coming, better that I wasn't created? Can't say that. Dezeh yefshar, it's impossible to say that. She'er yirei ha'yirida v'habriya mibchinas tahorahi. Lebchinas barata yatzarta nafachta bi. He bishvil aliyah gedola v'nifla, laying kates. Right, Hashem created us in this world so that we can achieve even higher levels, even higher heights. Yes, I was born as a pristine neshama, but if I spend my time on this earth wisely, I can achieve far higher, far superior of a level than had I not been created whatsoever. Rather, what is the language says? He says, about 5 lines up from the bottom, He says, "Valkein amru shenoach v'kal hayelo shelo nivrach." Yes, it would have been more pleasant. It would have been easier for me not to have been created. Af sheyishar bebchinas tahorahi, even though I would have been left as a pure, mishenichnas besoch hamilchama atzuma imayitzahara. Right, would have been better. It might have been easier than to come into this world and to constantly have to battle temptation, to constantly have to battle my Yitzhahara. V'alavai shetehei yitziyaso kibriyaso, and halavai, that in that regard, my exit from the world should be like my entrance to the world. But that doesn't mean that with the proper effort, that it doesn't mean that by working on ourselves, that by devoting ourselves properly throughout our 120 years on this earth to battling the fight against the Yitzhahara, to break our negative character traits, to aspire, to be ambitious, to look to grow, then, says the Baal HaTanya, it's much better that we were created, because we can leave the world far superior in our high, much higher level than when we came into this world. I think it's such an unbelievable pshat of the Baal HaTanya into this Gemara. Chas v'shalom, it's not that it's better that we were not created. It would have been easier if we were not created. And the reason why I think it's such a beautiful pshat is because it really hones in on what our existence in this world is. Nothing in this world is meant to be easy. This world, as the Mesilas Sharim points out, is a battle. It's a constant battle. Echad ani ve'echad ashir, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you're tall, whether you're short, no matter what situation you were born into, we constantly have to fight the battle against our Yetzirah. We constantly have to fight the battle against the forces within us that confine us to who we think we are and don't allow us to spread our wings and to aspire for something greater. Right? It would have been easier had not been created. This world is not meant to be easy. This world is a battle, it's a fight. It requires rigor, it requires discipline, it requires effort, it requires ambition. But if we do that, and if we use our 120 years here wisely, then we can leave at a much higher level. That our neshama, when we leave the world, could be much more pristine, much more pure, and on a much higher level than we came into the world. And that's my bracha to all of us. My bracha to all of us is that as we reflect upon this piece, this beautiful piece of the Baal HaTanya, we should recognize that everything we do in this world is not meant to be easy. Everything we do in this world is supposed to be a push against our nature. Our nature tells us one thing, we're going to push back against it and push ourselves to do just a little bit more. Our nature is going to beat us to come to the Yetzirah. We're going to fight against the Yetzirah. We're going to push ourselves because it's not meant to be easy in this world. It's meant to be hard, and yet it's going to be worth it. If we put our effort in, we spend our time wisely. Everyone have a shkaya.